This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you, Sabrina, for the news. My name is Rich Bradbury. It is 12.04, almost 12.05, on this Friday, the 17th of May, in the studio with...
Jeff Sandhu.
And Andre Raj.
We're going to be with you for the next hour or so now. Okay. So if you listened earlier in my setup with Frida each time, we talked about what invention or service that you never thought you needed do you use regularly? That was kind of a bit sly, because we're actually talking also about things that you buy that you don't necessarily need as well, and some of the most ridiculous inventions and creations that we've heard of. You know, they say that when you need something, necessity is the mother of invention. That's the idea, right? So we have these wonderful inventions. We have emergency rooms. We have ambulances. We have all kinds of medical devices. On the other hand, we also have cheese cultivated from celebrity armpit bacteria. That's where the motivation for today's show came from. Somebody has taken bacteria, I'm sorry it's lunchtime, and they've made cheese with it. Why would they do that? Who would buy that? And if you're one of those people, I feel sorry for you. But there is a market for it, and we will be talking about some of these things. We'll also be laying on some knowledge about why you buy some of these things that you don't know you need. Audrey has something she's bought and she's very fond of, which we'll be talking about. Jeff has some things. We've got Arvin in the studio who might chip in a little bit as well. Christine is sat over here too. And we've all got little things that we've bought and we don't necessarily need.
And the thing is, though, you may think that it's not weird until you actually tell someone that I actually own this. And then you see the reaction go like, oh, that's weird, dude.
Right.
I think the indication is when you hesitate to tell someone that you own this. Yeah.
Have a think. There are a few items in your room that is weird to everyone but you.
See, we've had this discussion before we came on air, and believe me, we've got a lot closer as a team in the last 2 hours. Anyway, so that's what we are starting off with. Celebrity armpit cheese, screaming chickens, Roombas. We don't need them, so why do we buy them? Story number two, co-working in your neighbor's living room. Something else that I found a little bit strange, but this is a new app that is taking, it's entrenched itself over in San Francisco in the Bay Area. And then we'll be wrapping up with something that's not mind reading, even though it really kind of looks like it is.
That's a device I think we could all use. Yeah. A mind reading device.
That's a good invention.
Right. So you've heard the setup for the show. That's where we are today. Let us know. You know, stuff that you've bought that you don't necessarily need, but you find it fun, you think it's interesting. There can be an invention, it can be a device, it can be a piece of software. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Twitter, Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Where do we start with this?
The cheese.
Yeah, the cheese. Let's start with the cheese, because this is basically... So it's not edible cheese. Thank God it's not edible cheese.
But you know somebody will try, right?
But if they actually put this out in the market for someone to buy these, you know, cheese that is made from celebrities' armpits...
Ears, toes, and a ceramic toilet cooked up from cow manure. Yeah.
So like basically they gather bacteria... that resides in these areas of your body to make cheese.
Yeah.
And so for this showcase, they're showcasing this in an exhibition in a climate-controlled glass. Now, the celebrities that went through the first round of this cheese... armpit bacteria. We need to have a cheesy name. Cheesy armpit bacteria.
Yes. So we'll just call it the CABs.
So Alex James of the rock band Blur, Michelin star chef Heston Blumenthal, former Great British Bake Off finalist.
We call it celebrity cheese.
There we go.
Thank you, Christine. Well
done. Awesome. Former Great British Bake Off finalist and author Ruby Tandoff, the singer-songwriter Suggs, and the rapper Professor Green. They all volunteered their bodily bacteria for this science and More specifically, it's actually a chef, a synthetic biologist, a bio designer who turned their body swabs into cheese.
Also, Alex James from
the Rock Band Blur,
is a huge connoisseur of cheese. He actually makes his own cheese.
We know how.
Right. As his sales plummets.
Alex. So actually, it's part of this whole exhibition, and they're calling this whole exhibit self-made. They also launched a YouTube series to promote and explain the project. And the first episode aired on May the 11th on the Food Buskers channel on YouTube. So you can go and check that one out. So, you know, we've always came across like, ooh, that cheese smells like feet. We know why now, probably.
Okay.
But it's actually because it's from the same composite bacteria that
you don't need to go into detail.
No, well, it is the same species of bacteria that's found in many cheese as the bacteria that you have in human body parts. And, you know, I'm sure we will talk about the silly stuff that, you know, has been invented. But there's a very good explanation to why they're actually doing this. One of the reasons is because they just want to educate people about good bacteria, because a lot of people just have this... when we say bacteria, we go like, oh, you know, it's diseases.
There's a negative
connotation towards it. But there's also good bacteria in this world. And, you know, instead of, you know, we live in this world where everything's hand sanitizers, everyone carry a hand sanitizers, wet wipes cleans and all this kind of stuff. There's actually, you know, we need to sort of move the needle or the angle around and look at bacteria and maybe in a more positive manner. And I don't know if having celebrities, armpits, bacteria from their armpits and wherever body parts as
okay.
But yeah. It's a good reason to be.
With that in mind.
Not buying it.
With that in mind. Easy. With that in mind.
Sounds like he's sold, though.
Yeah, he's sold. Yeah. If a particular celebrity came out and decided that they were going to endorse, you know, a type of cheese, a favorite type
for
of
charity.
Cheese. For charity or whatever. Is there anyone on God's green earth that you would buy and eat their cheese?
Okay, no, so I would buy, but I would really want to see Dwayne Johnson making this because simply because I grew up watching WWF and now it's WWE.
Yes.
And The Rock, you know,
at this point, WWE.
Yeah. You know, The Rock would fit perfectly for this because his tagline is, "Do you smell?"
Now
but The Rock is cooking.
Now we know what he's been cooking. Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we are at this point in the show. I don't even know where to go with this, right? Okay, so there is clearly a market for odd things, right? You know, people buy things that they don't need, and, you know, there's always a market for something one way or another. So our question is not necessarily, would you buy celebrity cheese made from their armpit bacteria? But what invention, what service, what thing have you bought and what do you use regularly that maybe you didn't think you need, but you've ended up using? You know, it can be something fun. Let us know. 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number. Of course, it is Fun Friday. Get us on Twitter or Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. We are going to take a short break. We've got some music from Karen O with Strange Love. We'll be talking when we get back about some of the things that we have decided to purchase. Not necessarily because we've needed them, but because we like them. Let us know what your stuff is. We'll be taking a short break. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Banana from Malaysia. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Audrey Raj
and Jeff Sundu.
Believe it or not, today we are talking about celebrity armpit cheese, screaming chickens and Roombas. I'm not even joking. But really, we're mainly talking about inventions, ideas, services, things that you use on a regular basis that you didn't necessarily know you'd need to do regularly, but now you do. It can also be things that you've bought just for the heck of it, which we will be talking about very shortly. We've had a couple of tweets that are interesting.
Interesting, yeah. So this one from Born Rebel. Born Rebel says, paying bills online.
Great invention, great idea, something we use very regularly, yes.
Yes, and then we've got another one here from Chief Tat who says, flush toilet.
Okay,
really?
Then. Yeah.
You never
really?
Thought he needed one?
Never thought he needed to flush the toilet.
Right.
Well, I don't know.
Interesting.
On WhatsApp. So I'm going to keep his name anonymous. Yes, you will know why in just a few seconds. Mm. He says, celeb cheese. Ugh. Before you imagine eating that, have you ever smelt the white stuff that pops out when you squeeze whiteheads on your armpits? It really stinks. So I've never done that.
Not me neither.
I don't want to do it.
But it'd be interesting to see if, you know, it, no, I'm not, no.
As you can hear, the studio is a little bit.
You can hear a pin drop in here. Audrey is literally stood there with her mouth open, like.
Sylvester Lee says, a sleep monitor in the form of a ring. I got it because I thought knowing the pattern of my sleep would help me sleep better. But guess what? It only got me more stressed because I was chasing the perfect sleep score. The first thing I do after I woke up was literally waiting for the algorithm to calculate my sleep score. Speaking of oxymoron, I put it aside after a week and see if my sleep... I put it aside after this week and we'll see if my sleep quality improves. So
they're interesting,
something
though.
Completely... Yeah, they're interesting, but something completely that didn't work, worked the opposite.
Got the same thing, had the same experience. I totally feel you.
Wow.
Doesn't your little band thing tell you?
Yes. So I have a band that actually monitors my sleep patterns, tells me the quality of my sleep, how much sleep I'm getting, how stressed I am during the day, and it's not useful having that information.
So it's kind of a reverse feedback loop, is it? You know, so you're not sleeping enough and clearly you're stressed and it reminds you of that constantly. That's why you don't use it.
Exactly.
Ah. There we
go. I'm just thinking of the person who pops that white stuff out of
Talk about that. Okay, right. We've got enough with celebrity cheese. Okay.
Yeah. So are we going to share weird items?
Sure.
I think we really should.
I think Audrey has a list as well, though. As well.
Audrey has a list.
You want to save the list?
Let's do the room first.
Oh.
Richard.
What did I talk about earlier on? I didn't buy them, but one of the things that interested me for something that I might consider buying was those flip-flops that look like fish. There you go. That's dead air on radio. You don't hear that very often.
They look like fish.
They literally look like dead fish, and you put your feet in them, and they're just a pair of flip-flops. I just saw them, right? Hang on. And I just thought they looked stupid. And I thought, well, it would be ridiculous to walk around with a pair of dead fish on my feet.
What are you trying to tell people? Your feet stink?
No, nothing like that. You know, nothing like that. But I do know that a colleague of ours also wears something on his feet.
Yeah, so when we were having this discussion and we were like, you know, do we really have weird stuff in our rooms, right?
Yeah.
And you know, Arvin came out and said, oh, I don't have any weird things in my room. You know, I buy sensible items.
Yes.
And I go like, really, Arv? Like, I don't think so. Everyone has a weird item. And he's like, well, you know, maybe... I don't find this weird, but I have these really comfortable, you know, fluffy slippers that looks like hobbit feet.
Yes.
And then we were like, okay, that's weird.
Yes,
that's weird. And then he showed us the image of this hobbit feet with really furry hair sticking on the top of the toes and everything. And it's so weird.
No, they were just his real feet. You know,
I guess that's his excuse. And then he continues on and says that actually it's really comfortable when you wear this and you put your feet up and you watch
TV.
TV.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
And you go like, Arv.
Now we have a mental image of Arv watching TV at home. Yeah.
Why would you have hobbit feet slippers?
Okay, whilst we're on it, your turn, Jeff. Come on.
Mine's a little bit depressing because I have a pillow, a round pillow that I put on my back, and that pillow actually has arms.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's meant to protect your back and to support your back, but it kind of feels like someone's hugging you. And
that's a nice feeling.
It's a very nice feeling, and it's a feeling that I, you know, never thought I had after, you know, for a very long time. And now I'm going like, oh, I got to have this pillow. And I bought it.
A pillow that hugs you.
A pillow that hugs me.
Does it have a face on it?
No. It's just, no, or that'll be creepy.
That's what I'm
thinking.
It's
like a smiley.
Asking,
no, it's just a gray pillow. There's no face into it. I do have a BMO from Adventure Time. I do have a large BMO pillow that I put on my bed. So every time I come into my room, I see BMO on my bed. Sometimes what I do is, this may get a little bit creepy, but sometimes what I do is I tuck BMO to bed when I go to work.
Okay. Yeah, that's moving on. It's a little strange. Audrey.
We've lost Audrey. Arvin's going to step in.
Okay, so now my weird thing just pales in comparison because I don't know why, but I felt the need to have a screaming chicken.
Do we have a sound clip of that?
I don't know.
Wait. Let's see if I can get one. Oh, no, no. There
oh,
we go.
There you go. Yeah.
There we go. One of those.
Yes. So I do have one of those.
People do silly things with this, though, right? Like they buy a whole bunch of it.
And then speaking of bunches, we bought Christine a giant banana.
Oh, yes, we did. We did. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. But that was so.
Yeah.
Her,
and she
right?
loved it. She yeah. loves it.
Why the screaming chicken?
I don't know. I just felt the need to have it. Till today, I don't know why I felt the need to have it, but I have it and it's fulfilled that need. Also, I have a Funko Pop of Elton John.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just Elton.
See, folks who are listening at home, this is how we bond. You know, this is how we know more about each other. Jeff has a weird hugging pillow. Audrey has a screaming chicken and I have fishy feet. Arvin has furry feet.
So, a quick check online of like the insane yet genius things that you can buy on Amazon. There were 36 of these things online that you could buy.
Right.
And I'm just going to show you some photos. You guys haven't seen this, so I'm just going to show it to you for the first time. Like, how would you like a Nicolas Cage pillowcase?
I absolutely would not like that because that would be terrifying.
No, thank
Each of you are getting one for Christmas.
Wow.
Okay. There's also, like, you can buy a box of 100 misprinted pens. So, pens with misprinted company names on them.
Okay.
Of course, you want one of those too.
We get emails like that all the time, addressed to BMF. You know.
What about light up false eyelashes for your next
night
out?
Not a bad idea, yeah.
Yeah, why am I slightly inclined to actually say yes to that? Because I think that looks pretty cool. It looks like something from Black Panther.
They're LED light up false eyelashes.
Anything LED, I'm sold.
Yeah. How about a shaving bib? So this is a bib that you can wear and it attaches to your tap, and so none of your hair bits fall into the sink. And
well, you see,
the
sink. When I am trimming my mustache, I actually have to hold tissue up there. This would be very useful.
Okay.
Yes,
all right. Point noted for August. There's also grass flip flops. I'm sure this will appeal to Richard if you want to feel like you're walking on grass.
I've actually seen those.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
I've seen those.
There's also a play suture kit if you fancy yourself a surgeon over the weekend. You know, you can practice. Well, making sutures on fake skin.
Oh, apparently the way they do it is by testing on tomatoes and other fruit.
Right. Well, I know this is something useful then.
No, I have fallen into YouTube land watching those.
So there's also bacon flavored floss and different flavored floss.
What on earth? Then again, we have a local rubber manufacturer who makes funny flavored
durian condoms and stuff. Yeah.
Take their condoms and
there you
whatever.
Go. Yeah. What about a tongue brush for your cat? So you
for your cat?
Oh, this is the one that you actually put
insert
it on
in
your mouth and
you can
pretend to be a cat
and tongue brush your cat.
The tongue brush.
You suggest it.
What? Your Christmas present?
Exactly. I have two cats.
No. I've actually seen a real person doing this when I was in the US.
What?
And yeah.
Was it in one of the southern states, perhaps? You know, just curious.
Okay, moving on. There's also a boyfriend pillow, you know, so it's like shaped like a body,
a
torso.
Kind
and
of
you see? You know, I don't need it, but I can understand it.
All right.
This is my personal favorite. It's a mullet hairband. So it's headband with like hair attached at the back. So it's business in the front and party in the back.
Love it.
And it's the mullet hairstyle.
Love it.
I would love it. You can hear Arvin giggling at the back. He's a big fan of the mullet hairband.
This is something that one of us in the room actually owns.
It is a
full bodysuit.
Oh, I know somebody who owns one of those. One scene never forgotten, believe me.
And I shall leave the room.
Yes, there's also another t-shirt depicting a cat riding on a llama corn. There is a gigantic gummy python. So like you're gummy, but it's like a giant python. There is a sushi bazooka. It's a sushi gun that you can make like giant sushi rolls with. There is a wall decal of an old woman with asthma.
What on earth?
No words. There's also a cat butt tissue holder where you can actually remove tissue from the cat's behind.
I'll have one of those, please.
Oh, that's a Richard gift.
Okay,
I'm
just going to end with this one. This is called the yodeling pickle. So it's just a pickle that yodels.
Okay.
Yes.
See, you know, people have taken time to create these things.
The boyfriend pillow one, I remember a few years ago, many years ago, they came up with a very special Christmas edition of a Ryan Gosling pillow. Ryan Gosling boyfriend pillow.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like Ryan Gosling that you can hug to sleep. Mm-hmm.
We were supposed to be talking to you about the psychology of why you buy these things.
So very quickly, the science behind it is because we buy experiences, and it's not about the item's value and the how much it costs. It's literally because
it makes you feel good.
It makes you feel good. We buy experience. It's called experiential purchases. Mm-hmm. So you buy these items simply because it speaks to you and your personality. That's the reason why, you know, we always got this, like, you know, this buying things make you happy. Buying things may not make you happy, but buying experiential items will actually make you happy. That's a longevity process into it. Just like, you know, the BMO pillow that I have, the huggable pillow that, you know, I have. I'm sure when you have your fishy sleepers, you know, you would definitely be really happy when you go back home and wear that for many years to come.
Can you explain to me then why you bought a full body suit? What experience do you get out of that? Because I can tell you what experience we get out of it.
It was a Halloween costume. Oh. You know,
it was a hello what costume is what it was. Anyway, it's time for us to take a short
break.
More
like a hello wow costume.
Oh, hello wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Damn,
hello.
Jeff. Yeah.
It was called what? Experiential.
Experiential purchases.
Experiential purchases. Right, we're going to take a short break, folks. Do keep feeding back, though. 018-789-8899 on Twitter and Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. When we get back, co-working in your neighbor's living room. It's a real thing. Don't go anywhere. Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.